TV. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. It is February 22nd, and it is 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling this meeting to order. I have invited the parliamentarian, John Tatum, to join us on the call. John, would you please say hello?
Good evening, board members.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you. Adriana Casnade, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Kathy Davis, WBAI. Can't hear you. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you. Ken Lawfer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leong, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Afia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Present. Mansour Sabah, KTSK. Can't hear you. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA. Can't hear you. Muscular Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Let me just go back to the people who I didn't hear. Jonathan Alexander. Chris Corey, Kathy Davis, Dwayne Lark, Mansour Sabah, Carol Travis. Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
Wow. 15. 15, okay.
Yeah.
Are there any... absences to excuse? I saw one from Carol Travis. Did I see one from Chris Corey? I can't remember.
Yes. Yes, both.
How about Catherine Davis or Dwayne Lark? No. So hopefully they'll be
there,
coming in.
Yes.
I move that we excuse Carol Travis and Chris Corey.
Second.
Who was that?
Okay.
Indiana and Benito.
Joseph.
Joseph, sorry.
Who are the names?
That would be Carol Travis and Chris Corey. Have requested excused absence. Are there any objections to excusing the absences of Carol Travis and Chris Corey?
Okay.
Hearing no objection, those absences are excused. May I have volunteers to be timekeepers, one for the items and one for
Adriana?
The speakers?
Adriana for items.
Okay. I need another for timing the speakers. 90 seconds. I guess we're waiting. Mansoor, have you joined the call yet? Are you willing to do it if you're on the call? Anyone else willing to time the speakers 90 seconds each? And the way that works is that, you know, if they're speaking, if they get interrupted by a point of order, you stop the clock, and when that point of order is resolved, you, not that we're going to have any tonight, right? But when if that happens, then the timing of them starts again. Anyone to do the timing of the speakers? Uh-huh. Can you all hear me?
yes, Master.
Yeah.
I can try both, but it's not that easy.
Okay. All right. And if
I
you
prefer
somebody
else, I prefer somebody else to take care.
All right. Would somebody like to be backup for Adriana? So she'll do it, but if you could like follow along and behind her, and in case she misses the one of them or something like that, if someone else could just, you know, come behind and catch them.
17 directors and nobody wants to work? Gosh.
Well, okay. I'm going to call on
speakers. I can time speakers.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
90 seconds unless you tell me otherwise, right?
Right. I think they're in the one of the one of the items. It's only going to be a minute each. So, okay. Okay, great. Let's see. So this is a continuation meeting of the February 15th meeting. And so we will only have on here items remaining from that agenda or any items from that agenda that need to be revisited. And actually, I do have one item from that agenda that needs to be revisited, and that is the Strategic Planning Committee formation and vote and timeline. I have heard from several directors that they did not get their ballots, and tonight is the deadline on that timeline. So would anyone like to send in a motion extending that timeline until tomorrow night? And we could have Terry send out ballots to be. So could you type that up? And that means you'd have to type it up and send it in.
Okay. I will try. I need a second.
Benito.
Mansoor's here. Sorry for the delay.
Hey,
traffic.
It's all right. Glad you're here. Would you like to be the timekeeper for the personal item for the... Bill's already done it. Never mind. Sorry, Bill. Benito, you have the floor.
Yeah, I assume where it's
in agenda approval, so we're not supposed to be discussing issues now. But since the motion was put forward and seconded to extend the deadline, can we ask, should we deal with that issue now?
I think we could deal with that right now. Yeah, I think because it's just something that we need to revisit from last week, and it's not really on the agenda. So,
So if that's the case, Adriana is going to put forth a motion. I seconded it. And I would just like to know, can we establish how many directors have not received a ballot? Because the last email I received from Terry Goodman said that Aki sent it out. Well, I didn't get it, but supposedly Aki sent it out.
Yeah. Well... I if anyone wants to say that they didn't get a ballot, you can say so. You don't have to, but Janet, I heard you have some information on this item.
No, not on this. Just that the agenda does not the agenda approval is not an item for tonight because the agenda was already approved last night.
Right. Right.
The item that we're on is item four now.
Right, but this is part of the agenda from last week, so how would we add it to this agenda as something to vote on? Because we're continuing from last week, and we have some business from last week that's not complete. That is, not everybody got their ballot. And so we need to adjust the timeline for the vote. I'm just going to stick it with, let's see here. The agenda approval was completed back then, so I'm not sure. Is there a procedure for where I have to add this? I'm not really sure. Mr. Parliament,
inquiry. This is the secretary. I can address that if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, or it's a question. Wasn't the motion for the strategic planning committee, didn't it happen last week?
Yeah.
And then the timeline and all that. So since this is the same meeting, this goes with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So it's part of the same meeting.
But it's not an item.
It's item four.
Madam Chair.
One second. Item four was on this agenda is how to increase revenue, decrease expenses, become and stay current on financial obligations and pay off debt. Are you saying that the strategic planning committee was item four last time?
That's my understanding.
Okay, so we're on that right now. And then the item four for tonight we'll do after that. Who is that? Would you please say your name?
Madam Chair, Alex Randall.
Okay, Alex, you have the floor.
Is it possible for you to ask the members of the board if anyone objects to extending the timeline by 24 hours and save ourselves a lot of discussion?
I could do that. But I think we have a motion, which I was going to do, which would I think the same effect, just ask if there's any objection to extending the timeline.
Madam Chair. Benito.
I'm sending the
one second, please.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. We actually, I want to answer Mr. Randall. We need a motion for this because it's we need a motion to amend the timeline so that the board can vote on it because it's the board that can extend election deadlines. So this is basically let's see, to extend the motion deadline.
Madam Chair, I already sent the motion. I don't know if people receive it, but I already sent the motion.
And Madam Chair, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, it's a request for information.
Yes, what's your request for information?
Yeah, it's like I said a minute ago. I just want to know, I think we need to establish how many people did not receive a ballot.
No, we don't need to establish that.
I'm requesting that we establish that.
All we need to know is that some people have told me that they have not received their ballot, okay?
That's fine. Well, not
I see, okay, so, all right, so I see that... Adriana's motion came through. I move to extend the deadline for directors returning their written ballots for the 2018 PNB committee elections until February 23rd at midnight Eastern Time. So that's the motion that was moved and seconded. Are there any objections to this? Okay, thank you. That means the deadline is extended. Madam Secretary, would you please send this motion to Terry Goodman to let him know that the deadline has been extended? Is that possible for you to do this during the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to item 4.
Hi, this is Catherine. I'm just getting on the call. Sorry.
Hi, Catherine. We just extended the deadline for voting on the Strategic Planning Committee ballot because some members did not receive their ballot. And so, Madam Secretary, if you could also ask Terry Goodman to resend the ballots as well.
Right.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad to hear that, actually. Thank you.
Okay. So we are on item 4 for tonight, which is the where to go.
How many minutes?
We were in the middle of it last time, how to increase revenue and decrease expenses, become and stay current on financial obligations, and pay off debt. Jan Goodman?
How many minutes, Madam Chair?
Okay. We have 15 minutes for this item. I believe, Jan, if you could describe what you did last week and to kick us off.
Describe.
And Janet.
I'm sorry, when you say describe what I did last week, what do you mean?
How did you do this portion of the meeting? You had people, I saw in the minutes a description of people giving their ideas on.
Okay.
Okay, so, sorry, I just wasn't clear what you meant.
That's all right.
Now that I remember I was chairing the meeting, I can say what we did. Okay, so what we were doing and what we propose to continue to do is to let everyone speak for a minute and talk about what their ideas are for increasing revenue and decreasing expenses, and how to pay off the debt. So really, it's a pretty broad topic, and any of those things, either increasing revenue or decreasing expenses, will help us stay current on our financial obligations and pay off the debt. And if you have any, this is for essentially concrete, doable ideas that we, it's a sort of a committee of the whole brainstorming session of sorts. So we got through, there was
eight, somewhere. I understand there were eight directors that spoke.
Yeah, so I think we pretty much went in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I know I made a presentation, so for sure I did, and I'm not sure where we left off. It might have been William Heerwagen. Did you speak?
There, this is Janet. I have the names of everyone who has spoken.
Oh, okay, great. So then you can take over, and if it's okay with the chair, and continue to call, or the chair can take over from there.
Okay, that's great.
May I come 15 minutes from now, Madam Chair, or?
Yes, please.
Oh, and I might add that we weren't having cross-discussion. It was each person saying what they, you know, their ideas, and then on to the next.
That's an important point. Thank you. No crosstalk. Janet, would you call the next person to speak on this?
So I just named the eight people who already spoke last week first?
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, so Bill Crozier, Jan Goodman, William Heerwagen, Dwayne Mark, Ken Loffer, Tony Leung, Alex Randall, and Mansoor Sabah. So the next one, well, going back to the beginning, Grace Aaron.
Great, you have
the floor. All right. Can you can I pass? We started from Z going backward last week,
okay.
I believe.
So,
or maybe right, we didn't, but let me pass for a few turns anyway.
Jonathan Alexander.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm sorry I didn't tell you I came onto the call. I thought you would see me through Maestro.
Welcome.
Just thank you. Briefly, we need to do what we always seem to avoid doing on these calls. Our product is radio. It's good radio. It's intellectual radio. And we, for the most part, at all five stations, are not changing our product very much. Right now, we're at the brink of bankruptcy or something worse, and it's time to change our product. We should focus on drive times and the times where we have the most listeners, and maximize that. I mean, we have people like Michio Kaku and Tom Hartman who will give us their programming for free, but somehow we seem to have a hard time squeezing them into our grids. That will allow us to draw a crowd, and then our fund drives will raise more money. Right now, our donors have massive fatigue because we come to them for fund drive constantly and over again with the same stuff and the same shows. And we need to change our product and focus on that and make some drastic changes in New York. Thank you.
Who was that?
Jonathan, for your comments.
That was Jonathan Alexander from KPFK. He's a staff rep.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Adriana.
Thank you.
I believe that this, we still discussing the same issues over and over again, is because the problem of sustainability is not being solved. I think that's as important as, you know, getting revenue is how you spend your revenue. We need to stop the hemorrhage that is happening all over. It's not that difficult. I believe that it's a tactic that is being used only over all this time. In the meantime, that the PMB and some of us are involved in fighting, the units go by themselves, and they are, Madam Chair, I hear an echo, and I know that it's not my phone.
Could everyone please mute their phones? If we don't have, if you're not muted, we have echo.
Thank you. I think that we cannot allow this to happen. I think that the PMB and the IED cannot allow the Pacifica Foundation to be dragged into bankruptcy. I think that there are very concrete solutions that will solve the problem from the audits that are always so far and never done in time. It's because we don't have basically a central service, a central accounting that will solve all the issues, and we will have, when the month finish, we can have immediately even the financial numbers.
10 seconds.
But it's more than that. It's more than that. I believe that we should, the ID, the PMB should direct the ID and the CFO to implement immediately a system that make the units have some priorities. The first one is the amount of the central service and PRI percentage. The second one is the amount they need to immediately transfer to the Pacifica National Office Bank account, the amount of salaries and health care for the employees in their unit. And the third one is 10% of the community debt.
I heard you, Bill. I'm letting her finish her talk, her thought.
I believe that that is a good way to start, and immediately, if we immediately stop the gimmick, the manipulation, we cannot afford it anymore. We need to have immediate compliance with all of this, and then we stop immediately the hemorrhage, and then whatever money is arriving, whatever revenue we have, we will use it in the right way. The right way.
Thank you, Adriana.
Not for you.
Thank you very much.
Next person, please. Joseph.
Can I close it in? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Four things I want to mention. We need to provide financial incentives to our station staff and managers based on better performance than survival. So I think that the staff and managers of stations should have bonuses based on money they pay out beyond what the operational costs of the station are. Second, we need to centralize all the functions possible to reduce our overall overhead. Third, we need to do marketing at local levels to increase listenership. Fourth, small-scale underwriting with a cap to make sure that it doesn't cause a capture from large organizations, but that would be useful. And lastly, I think it's important that all of us put any kind of sacred cows we have on the table, because we need to be working first and foremost for the survival of Pacifica and make sure that none of us have some other interest, employee or an asset or whatever the network that we're putting ahead of the survival of the entirety of the network. Thank you.
Mrs. Grace, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I agree with most of what you've said, especially with Jonathan. I believe we must improve our programming. It's absolutely vital. That's what our exchange is with the public. They support us if they are committed to what we're saying on the air, if they are enjoying it, being enlightened by it. Our programming is our most important thing. Then we also need to apply standard business practices. Management and staff need to be evaluated on a routine, regular basis, and programming needs to be evaluated routinely. And going back to programming, in Los Angeles, we have another person from another radio station who's on our finance committee told us that looking at the Arbitrons, our average hourly listenership is 300 to 500 people an hour in a signal area of 23 million. That's completely unacceptable. Moving from 300 people an hour to 3,000 people an hour would not be even hard in this larger metropolitan area. We need to improve our programming as the top priority. That's the best way to improve our income, because if we're pitching to 3,000 people instead of 300, we will make more money. And we'll be enlightening the people in our signal area, which is what we're trying to do.
Fine.
Thank you very much for your comment. Next person?
Yep. Kathy Davis. Thank you. I did submit a motion that was passed in the last session of the PNB with regard to fundraising. I emailed it to this group. I don't know that everyone received it. I'll email it again. I feel that we need to promote what we have, notwithstanding that programming needs to be changed, but that's a process that takes time. So I think that concurrently we have to realistically market what we have and market what we have that's good according to interests. So I believe that we're not using the internet to capture audience, and a big problem with audience loss is because people have expanded their choices, and we could benefit greatly by promoting and podcasting as a network on the internet. I feel that we need to have a unified presentation of Pacifica so that people could access everything that Pacifica has from one source. So I think the primary website needs to be expanded. I think that AudioPort needs to be expanded so that it can be accessible to a wider audience through perhaps listen podcasts, so that we can raise money over the internet. Independent media is raising millions of dollars on the internet, and we haven't made any use of that. And that's one of the things we need to do, as well as a specific fundraising campaign. We need professional fundraising to take place. If we keep ignoring that and change the programming, and if nobody knows about it, it won't help. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your comments. Bill, you're doing a great job timekeeping. I can hear you very clearly. Your 10-minute warning is great, and I'm just going to – I didn't mean to sound chastising before. I just want to give people a chance to finish their thought when they get to the end of their minute. So thanks for doing that. Next person?
Benito.
Okay. Excuse me?
I just want to remind you, remember, you just have 1 minute. Okay, now Bill, start timing him.
So I'm just going to say, first of all, that what I'm going to say is a more specific version of agreements that were reached by all factions when the strategic planning work group was first formed in the spring of 2015. So, but this is my version. I'm going to say that the future of Pacifica, not just saving it financially, but more importantly in many ways, spiritually, morally, ideologically, is to unite Pacifica with the people's movements. That means, first of all, the working class movement, the movement for black liberation, and et cetera, et cetera. Peace movement, women's movement, blah, 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 down the line. So we have to make Pacifica into the instrument of all those people's movements. And in that way, we will cement Pacific of with what is going on the ground. And those people, leaders, staff from those particular movements will see Pacifica as their instrument, their organ, the way that the instrument that they use to get the word out about their events. So anyway, that's the general idea. And as I said, this general concept was approved and by all factions in the spring of 2015. I'm being a little bit more specific. But that's it.
Thank you, Benito, for your comments and for your timeliness. Next person.
I hope I didn't cause anybody a heart attack.
You might have. I don't know. What, Benito?
Madam Chair, we have 1 minute for this issue, for this item.
Okay. Do I have a how many people? Do I have a? Let me just ask the secretary how many people we have left to hear from.
Five.
Okay. Do I have a motion to extend for 10 minutes? Any objections? Hearing no objections. Let's go forward to the next person.
I'm sorry, was that 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is Sabrina.
Well, I ran for the PPFA LSD on the platform of, you know, the process of hiring someone who could be a development director, but making their hiring being conducive to them making money over a trial period of 90 days.
So can you speak up, please?
Ideas.
Okay. Can you turn me up too, Nancy, please? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can the person that said they couldn't hear me, can they hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So my idea of the platform that I ran on when I ran for KPFA LSD was to have a development director hired, but have their hiring be conducive to a 90-day trial period, and also conducive to however much money they are able to bring in and to get a percentage of it. Another idea that I have, last night I had the privilege of hosting Richard Wolf when he came to town, and I don't know about the other stations. I think KPFK does this as well. One of you guys can verify this. But when you have authors that come to town and they have their books, the best way to get the word out is to have an event. And that's what KPFA does, at least once, twice a month. And it's a really good way to bring in money. You can have an outreach table. And usually the KPFA listeners, they're going to bring friends that aren't necessarily KPFA listeners or radio listeners of Pacifica and so on and so forth. So those are two ideas just off the top of my head. I'm sure I've got plenty more. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Next person, please.
Etsia Nwankaza.
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Thank you. If you, we'll ask you again at the end. You might have to change your mind. Next person?
Nancy, do you want to go last or you would be next?
Oh, okay. I can go. I'll go next. I'll go now. I think we could look into how we can be more efficient in our administrative work. I know that our staffs are really cut bare bones. Many of our stations are bare bones, and so we need to look into how we can help the different stations to be more efficient in doing the administrative work. Keeping track of, increasing membership, keeping track of membership, getting membership renewed,
you know, sending out mailings to members, just reminding them, and things like that. I think that would be very helpful. I think if we could get some, if we could get our CPB grant money back, that would be an ongoing source of about $1 million a year. This is all like seems like low hanging fruit to me, and just we need to get stabilized so that we can do all these wonderful programming ideas that people have come up with that will take us even further and raise even more revenue for us because we'll be having more listeners. We just need to like, straighten up what we've got now, I think. That will help us get to the next phase of raising more revenue. That's it for me. Next person?
Alex Steinberg.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity to speak. I agree with many of the ideas that my colleagues have presented, and I have a few ideas of my own, but rather than present those, I'd like to address the question of the attitude we bring with us in discussing these issues. I think it's crucial that we recognize what the real problem is facing Pacifica, because if we don't recognize that, all the good ideas in the world are not going to go anywhere. And I think a lot of people are making the mistake of trying to trying to place the blame game, trying to find some victim or some station that they think is causing Pacifica to fail. And I think particularly this attitude prevails in some of the California stations, and I really want those people to think a little bit more about their status. If it's true, as Grace was saying, that KPFK rather has Arbitron ratings of like 300 to 500 listeners an hour, I don't really think that's anything to be really proud of, and that's I think we have to recognize that there's a deep problem facing Pacifica as a whole, and we're not going to get very far if we play the blame game, and we have to really begin to think of how we're going to bring Pacifica together. So that's my contribution right now. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next person.
Okay, last person, Makula.
Okay, this is going to be brief. Can you hear me? I ditto what Benito said in terms of aligning ourselves with all the movements that are going on right now. People want to hear what is the latest news. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. So, and I brought an idea to the PNB, I think it was probably the last February or March, asking whether or not we could have someone edit the Watergate tapes so that they could serve as a premium and be on air at for certain times and certain parts of the Watergate hearings. I think that is very timely. As a matter of fact, you hear it on other stations, okay? So I really do believe that we need to go back to that idea to see whether or not we could get someone to edit those tapes so that we could use them as premiums as we fundraise. But I ditto all the things that Benito said earlier. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
I didn't.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I'm sorry, but I made a mistake when I sent the other motion, and I think that nobody or only a few people read it. When we passed my the other motion, and then I moved now to amend my previous motion, because I wrote there 2018 PMB committee elections, when should set for the 2018 Strategic Planning Committee election. And I'm
okay.
I'm sending just the chat to the whole group right now because we need to correct it right now. The other deadline already passed.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll revisit that after we finish here. Afia, have you thought of anything you would like to say?
No. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I would ask that would would like Joseph, if you are willing to compile these answers again like you did last week so that it kind of has this, you know, put it all together so it has sort of the same style, if you'd be willing to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And also then I would like if you would also be willing to pull out the main ideas, you know, if there's, you know, like a category of, you know, if like several people may have mentioned similar things, and we'll have like a table of ideas, and then perhaps then we'll send that out around to the PNB and try to get folks to sign up to follow up on how we can start making some of these things come about. If you would be willing to do that as well.
Inquiry.
Jen Goodman, for this. Wait one second. Joseph, are you willing to do that as well?
Yes, I wrote that down.
Okay, thank you.
Jen Goodman.
I'm Madam Chair.
Time for this item. One second. The Secretary had a question, and then we'll go to Jan.
Whatever Joseph writes up, can he send that to me and I can include it in the minutes? Is that okay?
Yes, that should. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan. You have the floor.
So yes, so we created a strategic planning committee last meeting. Wouldn't it be appropriate for this information, especially to go to the strategic planning committee so that they can
utilize it? Yeah. Maybe the strategic planning committee could take it from the table format that Joseph is going to prepare.
Yeah.
The tabular format.
All right.
And also the raw comments, too, that he'll write up. Okay, that's a great idea. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next item on our agenda.
Fair inquiry.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
I thought there was an amendment that applied to.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. Okay, so we need to revisit the motion. Adriana sent the corrected the motion, and do you see it there, Janet? Would you like to read that? Yes.
By the way, I'll second. This is Joseph.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I move to amend my previous motion as follows: replace 2018 PNB committee's elections for 2018 strategic planning committee election. The motion will read, I move to extend the deadline for directors returning their written ballots for the 2018 PNB strategic planning committee election until February 23rd, 2018 at midnight Eastern Time.
Thank you. Are there any objections? All right.
I'll send that to Terry. How many minutes, Madam Chair, for item number 5? Chair?
Hello, Legion.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my agenda. Could someone read the next, Madam Secretary, could you please read the next item on the agenda? I can't get to it.
There's 7 on that.
It's item number 5, financial institution signatories.
Joseph, would you like to read your motion, please, and motivate it?
All right. Motion notice by John Tom Lipstick and Director is authorized to be the primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Pacifica affiliates. Shilandra S. Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, continues to be authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions. Again, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the Pacifica affiliates. The motivation is we clearly need a second signatory so that Sam McGarwell doesn't have to write himself a check. As first of all, I believe, and Bill Kroger sent in an email earlier before this meeting, that he still retains some signatory power, and that's fine, so that needs to be transferred to Tom Livingston. And we'll make sure that we do know exactly and precisely who all the signatories are, but that way if something has to be written to Tom, Sam can sign it and vice versa. That's my motivation. Thank you.
Any discussion?
Check on the objection.
Captain, to the staff, please. Janet, okay. I have a clarification, a technical clarification.
Okay.
And Catherine, to the spec, please.
Okay, Catherine, you'll be next. What's your clarification, Madam Secretary?
Well, if Bill Crozier is a primary signatory and operator, then it's not a transfer. There should be a separate, let's say, paragraph that he should be removed as all of that as primary signatory, etc. I don't think that the institutions would recognize, well, the transfer is not in the language, so if he is still a primary signatory, then there would be 3.
Iriana, with an amendment?
Okay. Catherine, you're next.
Yes, I have a question and a comment. I believe that the various accounts may also need to be reviewed for past signatories. I know that in New York City there was some difficulty because a person who is no longer a member of the Pacifica Foundation is a signatory on some of the accounts, and that needs to be removed. And also, I think, and my question is, do local signatories still prevail so that bills can be paid locally? So I'm wondering if that would change that.
I don't think it does. Does anyone else have any information on that?
Janet.
Thank you for your question. Janet?
Right. The local signatories are separate. This is about primary signatories and being an operator. That's a separate level.
Okay. So the local people would still have their ability to write their checks.
Right. And if that needs to be changed, that would be a separate item.
Okay. All right. So we'll look in, maybe, Catherine, if you could bring a motion to that. Then that would be a separate motion.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. May I clarify?
Yes.
I'm not seeking to change the local access to be a signatory where it's existing, but I do think that there needs to be a check on the national level to make sure that old people who are no longer a part of Pacifica be removed. So I don't know if that needs a motion, but I'm aware that there has been a problem in New York with that.
Okay. I will ask Tom Livingston to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
And verify that the people that are signatories are still working for Pacifica.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Okay, Bill, you're after Adriana. Adriana, go ahead.
I have an amendment. Add to the motion and to remove at the beginning when we said add Tom Livingston, put and remove Mr. Crozier. And then the rest of the paragraph will be exactly the same.
All right. Did you write that up and send it in?
Yes,
and then,
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Okay. And also, would you like to motivate that first before you send it in?
Yes. Well, it's very simple. Mr. Crozier is just another director, and I don't think that he should be a signatory in any of the accounts of the foundation. I mean, he was a signatory because he was the interim executive director. He's not anymore. We have Tom Livingston that we are replacing Mr. Crozier signature as with Tom Livingston. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this amendment for or against?
Second.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Any objections on this amendment? Okay. So the main motion, Adriana will send please send the amended main motion, Adriana, and then we'll go back to the staff on that.
I'm doing it right now.
Bill, you were next.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, Catherine's right. There have been some problems, and I know Sam had suggested that we actually close at least one of the bank accounts or reopen it. There's two accounts, two different banks that WBI uses, and that's been part of the confusion, getting money transferred when they need to. And but she's right, there was at least one person who no longer works for Pacifica who's still a signatory. That's what I was told. And anyway, those two things could be combined. So is Tom on the line?
No, he's in the air. He's in the air.
Okay. He should talk with Sam about that, and I can, or Catherine can fill him in on the details, too, of what we know. But
okay,
we have a plethora of banking accounts all over Pacifica, and it increases costs for every time we have to do wire transfers and stuff like that, which are multiple times per month per station. So that's another downside of having so many accounts.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against this motion? Okay, let's see. Okay. Sorry, well, we're still... how are you doing, Adriana, on emailing that?
Give me a second. I'm almost finishing.
Okay. So,
I'm just going to check and see. I had asked for the next item is the IED report. So Tom Livingston is flying back from Los Angeles right now. That's why he could not be at the meeting here tonight. He may be able to join us for the closed meeting a little bit, but he should have landed by now and be on his way home. I'm just reading to see if there's anything that he sent that he would want me to report to you all. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. He started a report, and it was very brief. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. I'm just going to read this to you. It's just a couple of lines. Okay. During the past week, I've completed a site visit to KPFK. I had a variety of meetings with management, staff, paid and volunteer, and LSB members. That was, let's see, okay. We also made progress on a variety of HR and operations issues, including the ESRT judgment and evaluating and making a plan for a property in New Jersey that was left to Pacifica. Parentheses, plane door closing, parentheses. So that was it for his report. So if he joins us later, you can ask him questions. Okay. Let's see. Let's go on to the next item, and then when Adriana's
I already attended, Madam Chair.
You did? Uh-huh. Did anyone get the motion from Adriana yet?
No.
No.
Secretary hasn't.
I have a question about process here that I want people to be thinking about. There's been some suggestions for us to switch meeting systems to something that's a little more efficient with respect to communicating with each other during the meeting. I know I myself have tried Zoom, which is an online meeting system where you can see all the participants. Mr. Tatum, our parliamentarian, has told us about another program, Adobe Meetings or something. But anyway, there's also a bulletin board where you can post information to each other during the meeting. And I think we would have to have it somehow be how we would share that, but it might be faster than email. It's like Google Docs. You can see you can actually see the person typing as if there's an amendment being made. Okay. Just want you guys to be thinking about that, and if that could be something that we could try to move to. And I think it's in the realm of the technology committee to kind of look into that and
and come up with something that would work for us. But I just want to kind of want to get a general sense how people feel about that, and if they, everyone would be amenable to moving to something like that. Okay, so Adriana, yes,
Madam Chair, I send. I'm sorry, but I send the first one went too fast, and I send it. The second one that is the correct now, one. I don't know if everybody received it or not.
The second paragraph, you mean?
No, no. Yeah. No, I sent the second email because the first one, you know, I just sent it without editing the top. Then I send now at 8:47 p.m. Central Time, I send the correct one.
Oh, so... 8:45 was the incorrect one. I mean, 7:47
is the correct one. Yes.
8:45 Central Time was the incorrect one, and 8:45 Central Time was the correct 8:47.
8:47. 8:47.
Yeah, that's the correct one. Okay. I see it now. Okay. Okay. So could you read that for everyone?
I think that would be better for the listeners if the secretary.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read it. Okay. All right. Janet, would you be willing? Do you see it? Can you read it?
Yes. I move, well, this is from Adriana. Former IED Mr. Bill Crozier will be removed as a secretary. I assume removed. As a secretary, I'm sorry, as a signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Pacifica Affiliates. The motion will read... Tom Livingston, Interim Executive Director, is authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions, that list that I read. Former IED Mr. Bill Crozier will be removed as a signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, the same. All the rest is the same.
Can you please correct my typo and add a D to remove?
Yes.
What? What's that, Adriana?
The secretary, Janet, did you understand what I said?
Yes.
Can you explain it?
Adriana wrote remove, and she meant removed with a D, so she asked me to add the D.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, so I didn't hear anybody else for the stack. Are there any... objections to this motion as amended? All right, hearing none, this motion will have Tom Livingston. We have just approved Tom Livingston as the signatory and operator and removed the former IED, and as his status has gone back to being a director now and not the IED anymore, and we have confirmed Sam Agarwal's status as signatory on the bank accounts. So next item, please.
Request for information, William Hairwagon.
And
also, well...
Okay. I believe we are. Before we go any further, notice the time for the meeting has passed. We have a time certain of 9:30 before we go to executive session. Are there any motions to extend, which would take a two-thirds vote to extend?
Bill, for a second.
Yeah, Benito.
I need a. Are you making a motion to extend?
Yes, and I remind you, this is still something that was left over from last week, also, continuation made. So we only have one more item. So 15 minutes should be more than enough. So I move to extend 15 minutes. Maybe we can do it in 5 or 10.
Request for information answer.
Any
seconded by Jan.
Any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
Question, Madam Chair.
Okay, we're extended for 15 minutes. Benito,
Madam Chair,
question?
Can you hear me?
What's your request for information?
Is that William or myself?
William was first, you said.
Okay, yeah, okay, thank you. I just wanted to know who seconded Adriana's amendment.
Joseph Davis.
Thank you.
Okay, Benito,
yeah.
You have the floor?
Yeah, number one, there's a couple of things. Number one, I wanted to know what is the purpose of the 15 minutes. But number two, I did personally want to extend for at least 5 minutes because I wanted to make a less than 1 minute statement or announcement.
We're on the next item now. Did your announcement pertain to this item?
No, but in order to know how to vote on the 15 minutes. I wanted to know what the purpose of the 15 minutes was.
Well, that was the time for that item, actually, on the agenda. The motion from the NFC. We only have one motion left because we had two, but Carol Travis is not here to motivate motivate the motion. Okay, so we only have 15 minutes. So we only have the one item, and it was on the agenda for 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Bill, would you like, are you, someone from the National Finance Committee like to motivate this motion?
Mr. Steinberg?
I was not present at the meeting where this motion was adopted, so I think somebody else should motivate it.
Who brought this motion to the meeting, to the agenda?
This is Bill. It's a committee motion. I was at the committee meeting when this was approved.
Okay.
You want, I can describe it.
Are you a member of the National Finance Committee?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, let's read it first. It's in the agenda. The NFC recommends that to the PNB that they ask the IED and CFO to produce a short plan with appendices if needed within 3 weeks for how Pacifica can significantly increase revenue, decrease expenses, and increase listeners with the goal of becoming and staying current with all financial obligations before the end of FY 2018 and paying off Pacifica's debt within a few years. So the basic discussion was, that was the end of the motion, discussion was to get some sort of short plan that could be started to be implemented really soon. And then, of course, the Strategic Planning Committee can continue. Okay.
Joseph?
I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do this right the first time. Any seconds?
I second Jan Goodman.
Okay.
I second.
Go ahead now, Bill.
So, the idea is that, you know, because this, the loan and even selling Nakupon, the National Office Building, together, we'll use up all those funds really quickly, just Ordinary Part State and the pensions, and we still need to make it to the end of this year. And so we really need to move ahead pretty quickly on increasing revenues and decreasing expenses. And we got a lot of good ideas in the discussion last week and this week. And we got the Strategic Planning Committee, which we're going, which is great. I see the Strategic Planning Committee is probably more longer term. But we need to get something at least as a starting point. And that's what the purpose of this, this plan was. So that as the ID and the CFO to come up with a plan in the next 3 weeks, a short plan, how to get started. And I'm sure those ideas that were suggested last week and this week could be incorporated into those if they think any of those, you know, could be. So that was kind of a summary of what we talked about in the meeting.
Okay.
Alex on the stack.
All right, thank you. Joseph was on the stack, and then Alex.
Hey, Deanna.
I'd like to move to refer this to the new Strategic Planning Committee because I believe, one, the new IED is that's not really well-versed in the history of Pacifica yet, and he's getting his feet under him. And secondly, the CFO is an employee of the foundation that has his own particular views on things that are not necessarily the holistic views that should come from a larger portion of PNB members. So I think that would be best. Thank you.
Is that an amendment? Adriana, I had asked Joseph a question. Is that an amendment, Joseph?
I believe it's. I'm moving to refer it to the Strategic Planning Committee that we just had.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a refer to committee. I'm sorry. That's a motion to refer to committee. And this is debatable. Okay, hands and seconds. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Jonathan Alexander to the stack.
All right. All right, who was on the stack first? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Adriana.
I think I was. Alex.
Alex and Adriana, go ahead.
And Bill.
Actually, Joseph beat me to it. I was going to make exactly the same motion. I think the idea is it's well-intended, but a three-week deadline is kind of not realistic, and I think we need some serious consideration by the committee that was especially created to deal with both long-term and short-term plans for our sustainability financially. So I think the next phase of the discussion on this item should be placed at the Strategic Planning Committee. Thank you.
Okay. I have a question. Alex, you were the maker of the motion for the strategic plan, and I forget exactly who the members were, but I believe you said that the IED was a member of that committee, and also is the CFO a member of that committee?
The CFO is a member of the committee. The IED is IED is a member of the committee. Also, the PNB officers are members of the committee, as well as those who are yet to be elected representatives from each of the stations, plus one affiliate representative.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. Okay, that was 1-4. Do I have anyone against before I take? Are you for or against, Adriana?
I'm for. I second the motion.
Okay, is there anybody that wants to speak against this referral?
Bill,
go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This is not going to detract from what the Strategic Planning Committee does, but I don't expect the Strategic Planning Committee isn't going to be able to come up with a lot of recommendations that probably in less than 2 months. And by that time, we probably will have used up the money from the loans and the sale of the building, or right close to it by then. And so this is something to get started on that can then be adapted, incorporated into whatever the Strategic Planning Committee does And I see them, the planning committee is doing a long-term thing. It may be trying things throughout the year, making additional recommendations. But we need a plan to get started with and, you know, and elaborate it on. This, what the committee is asking for is a short, a brief plan that would allow things to get started soon. And they can certainly be added to by the committee later. So I'm opposed to the amendment or the motion to refer it. Thank you.
Okay, Adriana, would you like to speak in favor?
Yes. Well, first of all, we have a new IED that is getting a feeling of the foundation and what it needs to be done. She obviously is receiving a bunch of ideas. We have a CFO that is overloaded with a bunch of tasks and little amounts of time to finish the main thing that are the audit. I think that we should let the CFO work in what is really important at this time, that is finishing the audit and the financial information that the executive director, Madam Chair, again, I mean, the last meeting was so wonderful. People said that we can hear all of us perfectly. We have the same problem today, a bunch of echo.
Can I'm sorry, please.
Let me
mute myself. There's a train going by, and it's probably
No, it's not. It's an echo, Madam Chair. But okay. Let me resume. We have the CFO that have a specific task that need to finish the faster that we can. We have an executive director, an interim executive director that is doing his job, and basically we just create a strategic planning committee that will come up with all the information that is needed. I think that we need to try to lower really the load for the CFO and make the committees work the right way instead of repeating ourselves every time that we have the option. Okay, that's why I'm in favor to referring this to the new strategic planning committee. Thank you.
Dwayne has joined the call.
Hi, Dwayne. Welcome.
Thanks, Madam Chair.
Okay, that was 2-4, 2 against, speaking 2-4 and 2 against. We are on item 5 on our agenda, the motion from the National Finance Committee recommending that a report be submitted by the IED and the CFO in 3 weeks. And it has been referred to the Strategic Planning Committee. And so now we are going to vote on whether or not to refer it to the Strategic Planning Committee. And the work of the motion would be done in the Strategic Planning Committee. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes,
And point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I don't want to, I'm not trying to interrupt the vote, but I requested like less than a minute to be able to make a brief announcement, and I'd like to be able to, I just want to make sure that I'm able to do that before we adjourn.
Oh, I thought you already made the announcement.
No, I had a chance to speak.
Okay. All right. All right, so after this vote, we'll take your announcement.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, would you please take the vote on this, refer this motion?
Secretary.
Madam Secretary, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Getting tired.
So let me just say this is the first vote that we're taking during this meeting, and I wanted to request that people vote one word and one word only, yes, no, abstain, or present, which would indicate you choose not to vote. I'll be calling names in alphabetical order by last name. Please wait until I'm done. Please unmute your when your name is about to be called. I will also echo your vote based on what I hear, so that you know I heard you, and so that you can correct me if I didn't hear you right. If you pass, you will need to vote on the next time your name is called. Okay, Aaron, Grace Aaron.
Yes. And I before we start to vote, one second. This is just, I'm not trying to, can't think of the word. I just want to mention that this is what happens when people are speaking, and they haven't finished their thoughts. They may already going to be addressing what you're interrupting them to say. I know that I have a tendency to do this myself, and I just want everyone to take this as a reminder that the person who's speaking, if they're not finished speaking, just keep remember or think about that they might say what you have not yet heard them say. They might be getting ready to say it, okay? So if you could just hold on to your thought until they're finished speaking, and then if they haven't said, if they've missed something, you can call, you know, for an inquiry, a request for information, or a point of personal privilege to point out that there's some information missing, okay? And then we'll be able to hear what that person says if we don't have two people talking at the same time, okay? All right, go ahead now. Take the vote, please.
Okay, and we're voting on referring the NFC motion to the Strategic Planning Committee. Let's start again. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
No.
No. Adriana Kesnade.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier.
No.
No. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Mute. Yes.
Yes. Yes. William Heerwagon.
Pass.
Pass. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
No. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Ken Laufer.
Pass.
Pass. Tony Leon.
Yes.
Yes. Afia Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall.
No.
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 Mansour Sabah.
Yes.
Oh, he's not. Oh, yes. Alex Steinberg.
I joined a meeting long time ago.
Okay. Sorry. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Muscula Washington.
Yes.
Yes. William, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken Laufer, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me. I have 13 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. So the final count is 13 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions, and this passes.
Okay.
Extension. Okay.
Extension for 1 minute?
Yes, and Madam Chair, I'd like to make my announcement.
Is there any objections to extending for 1 minute? Okay, Benito, you have the floor for 1 minute.
Thank you. So I was a couple of minutes late coming on the call, so y'all may have done this. But I just wanted to, number one, thank the previous officers for their service, and I'd like to extend a welcome to the new officers for this coming year. That's it. Y'all ain't going to believe it, but it's less than 1 minute, I bet.
That's twice tonight. Okay. Thank you, Benito.
I'm going to cause a heart attack.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Let's take a 10-minute recess, and we will reconvene for the closed session at 10:25. 12-minute recess. 10:25.
Thank you.